illustrate what does it mean to have a change of mind. You can't say you have a change of mind, but you're doing the same doggone thing. You cannot be saved unless you repent. It's not just hearing the word. It's not just believing the word. You have to have a repentance. You have to have godly sorrow. You have to have a change of heart. Then your life, there ought to be a change in your life. The Bible says, he who covereth his sins shall not prosper. But everyone that will confess and forsake, that person will obtain mercy. You know, my biggest concern about the body of Christ is that we will stand before God and have to face the most difficult scripture that Jesus said, on that day, I will look you in the face. I will say, yes, you are pastoring a church. Yes, you are singing in the choir, but I don't know you. We have to have a change of life. We have to hear the gospel. Oh, my time is up. You have to believe the gospel. You have to repent. Then you have to confess. What does it mean to confess? There are two types of confession. Some of us do one and not the other. One confession is by your mouth. Too many quiet Christians. But a second type of confession is what the Bible calls a public confession. Jesus was not hanged on the cross privately. So away with all this stupidity in the house of God. Well, I'm just going to believe God in my heart. Well, I don't need all these people to see me. You ain't saved until you're willing to stand up publicly. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is power. When Jesus hang up there on the cross, publicly, he did it. Publicly, they spit on him. Publicly, they rip off his clothes. Publicly, they humiliate him. Publicly. And we're asking you to just to get off your rear hand and find your way to the altar where you're too big for that. You ain't saved. You just don't have no preacher to love you enough to tell you the truth. I gotta stop. You must be baptized. Many of you are baptized, but you have no clue what you are doing. You did it only because mama asked you to do it. You did it only because preacher pushed you into it. But the days of ignorance is over. Everyone that God saved got baptized. The Ethiopian eunuch, after he heard the word from Philip, guess what? He got baptized. Jesus Christ, after they point him out, he got baptized. Lydia, after she heard the gospel, got baptized. Apostle Paul, after he heard the gospel, got baptized. Cornelius home, after he heard the gospel, throughout the Bible, if you're here and you've been hearing the gospel, but you've never been baptized, in a few minutes I'm going to ask you to come up here. If you're here, you heard the gospel, but you know you haven't gone through the process of repentance, don't worry about who is looking. It's an opportunity to come forward. Maybe you were baptized, but you didn't understand it back then. But now you want to get, you know how you really know you're saved? If you ask me what year, what day I got married, I'll tell you. You know why? Because it's an important day in my life. If you cannot even remember what day you were saved, if you have no real record of it, could it be? Maybe you're not yet saved. I'm going to ask everybody to stand to your feet. I'm not going to ask nobody to close their eyes. I don't play games no more. The Lord deliver me from that. But if you're here today, say, I want to be sure and be very sure you are the one that God sent me to. Find your way to the altar. I want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. This is going to be a great Christmas in your life, in my life. What shall it profit a man if he pastored a child for 20 years and lose his soul? I just don't want to go through the record where Joshua Joydada was the seventh pastor of Zion Hill. No! I want to see Jesus for myself. Hallelujah. Lift your hands towards heaven. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Only you can draw us unto yourself. I hear you say, no, this is not a time to entertain, brother pastor. This is not a time to feel good. Tell the truth. You, Holy Spirit, you promise, you say you'll do the rest. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch every heart. Touch my heart, oh God. Paul said, I don't want to preach the gospel and then I find myself a castaway. Yes, have mercy upon us. If we say we are without sin, we lied. The truth is not in us. Forgive us, oh God. It was religion. The devil came to create distractions after distractions. Thank you, oh God, for the Christmas light. Thank you for the gift. But, oh God, we celebrate you this season of Christmas. Thank you for coming to this dirty world to save stinking folks like us. Wash us. Have your way in our lives. We confess you as our Lord. We confess you as our Savior. Right now, we receive you into our heart. Be our Lord. Be our Savior. We are so sorry for everything we did out of ignorance. Give us another chance. Another chance to sing your praise. Another chance to preach your gospel. Another chance to teach your Bible. Another chance to serve a fellow man. We shall be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And the church say, amen. Come on, give the Lord God a clap offering. Come on, come on, come on, just love somebody. Love somebody. Heaven is rejoicing right now. I tell you, I had to preach this even to my own self before I come here. This will conclude our worship experience today. As we get ready for our next worship service, we say Merry Christmas to all of you. Let me encourage you to invite somebody to come to church. Throughout this month, I'll be preaching on the same subject. Amen. If you're looking for a church home, please come forward. Hallelujah. New members, new believers, hallelujah. Come forward.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Covenant of Christ, Pastor Brady, Pastor Alford in his absence, Minister Simons, Minister Harbor, and to those thousands and thousands of listeners and believers who will be blessed through our radio ministry, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. There is a word from the Lord on this second Sunday of this brand new year. I've been asking the Lord, what would he have us to say to his people today? You may come down if you please. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, you will find these words that are written. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, I need you to pray for me as we preach God's word. If there is to be powerful preaching from the pulpit, there must be powerful praying from the pews. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, you will find these words that are written. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, watch this, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And he saw them, and when he saw them, he said unto them, now watch what Jesus does. Jesus never goes up to them at all. Jesus does exactly what he has seen his Father do. You see, Jesus was with the Father when the Father created the heavens and the earth. Jesus never had to go up to them, but watch this. He says, simply, I want to employ you in your blessings. Somebody here need to know what I'm talking about. The Lord says he wants to employ you to be a part of your healing. He says, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they obeyed, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan, the least of all people. And Jesus answering and said, where are the 10 that was clean? Where are the 9? He said, where are the 9? And they are not found that return to give glory to God, except this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go your way. Your faith have made you whole. I want to talk to you today about the power of gratitude. I want to talk to you today about the power of gratitude. The grass will wither, the flower, it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Listen, in our 21 days of prayer and fasting, you will find that this is day 11. And on today, we're talking about, we are asking and seeking God and talking to God and giving him gratitude for our healing. Amen. You ought to be shouting about that. Because listen, a lot of times we look at praise, we look at thanksgiving, we look at worship, but we do not realize that gratitude holds power. Power of being, listen, with an attitude of being thankful as to what God has done for us. Many of times, my brothers and my sisters, we don't realize that when we thank God for what he has done. Now, here is where your thankfulness goes to another level as to when you start thanking God even before you receive it, before it manifests in your life. When you start thanking him and you don't even have it in your hand. You take your thankfulness, you take your gratitude, you take your worship to another level when you start saying thank you and you haven't even received it yet. When you start saying thank you for my deliverance, thank you for my healing, though the symptoms are still there, the healing has already taken place. Somebody here ought to be shouting right along there, because God sees what you don't see. Preach, Reverend Turner, when you get to a point to where you can start saying thank you to the Lord, let me tell you, notice that this leper started to thanking God when he saw his healing, he turned back. Let me bring you to the text. Just a minute. Let me take a few minutes to bring you up to the text. Jesus comes into Galilee and Samaria. First of all, Samaria was a town that Jews were not welcome, simply because you had in Samaria what we call half-breeds. They were half-breeds. They were not accepted into the family of the Jews because they were half-breeds. And they had the Samaritans, when you go back in history, when the Jews went into captivity for 7 years into Babylon, where Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, and Ezekiel and Jeremiah was, when the Jews were taken into captivity for 70 years by King Nebuchadnezzar, when they were taken off of the land of Canaan, it was then that the Samaritans went and rested and resided and took up domicile in the land of Canaan. So ever since then, the children of Israel, when they came out of captivity, the Samaritans said, listen, we got just as much right to this land as you do. And so what they did was, they said, we are descendants of Jacob, and so therefore we will not leave. And so they begin to reside in parts of Jerusalem and in Galilee. Jesus breaks down the barrier of racism in chapter 5 of the book of Luke, when he goes to a woman of Samaria coming to get water out of the well. You remember her, don't you? You see, he broke down the barriers when he went there because there was a bit of racism going on between the Jews and the Samaritans, and the Lord wanted to show that he loves black and white. It does not matter what color you are. It does not matter what race that you are. You see, Jesus, and sometimes when we won't come to Jesus, Jesus will come to us. Preach, Reverend Turner. And so Jesus met the woman at the well, and he broke down the barriers because she said, listen, we still hear from the Old Testament, and this well, our father Jacob, he dug, and so therefore we got rights to this well. And then Jesus said, well, give me some water out of the well. She said, oh, no, the Jews and the Samaritans don't drink together. And Jesus said, well, look, let me break this whole thing down. He said, well, where your husband at? She said, are you with me yet? She said, I don't have a husband. He said, you're right. You had five, and that one that you have at home is not yours. He said, but I'm going to look through your faults. How many of you glad he looked clean through our faults? Preach, Reverend Turner, and saw our knees in the shape that we were in. Jesus had the audacity to look past all of that clutter and all of that stuff that we think that we are, and saw what we are in need of. Watch this. And so he looked at her fault. He saw her knees. He broke that down. And then he broke the woman down so far. He broke the barriers of racism down so far until the woman had to drop her water pots. How many of you know that many of us are still carrying? We still carrying a load. We still carrying hatred. We still carrying racism. We are still carrying anger and unforgiveness. Drop your water pot. So he breaks down. That was a Samaritan, and so they were still hated. They were still there. And so Jesus says, listen, I need to pass through this region again. Because after she dropped her water pot, she went to go and preach. Somebody didn't get that yet. After she dropped her water pot, she was free to preach the gospel. You see, you can't preach the gospel until you drop your water pots. You can't tell me about Jesus and you still got a load. Come on, talk back to me if you can. Come on. You can't tell me about Jesus if you still haven't forgiven someone. If you haven't gotten that anger out of your heart, that malice out of your heart, you can't talk to me about the Lord. And so watch this. So he breaks down the barrier. And so watch this. And so Jesus said, I need to pass through here once again. Everyone in here needs to know that if the Lord visits you once, he will be back. Don't throw your hands up. Don't feel like you are so bad or in so bad of a shape until you messed up so bad until the Lord will never come back. He will come back to you. How many of you know that he's a God of another chance? Not of a second chance, because we messed the second chance up a long time ago. So he's a God of another chance. Watch this. And so he comes, he makes his way back through this region again. And you need to know today that the Lord in his humanity went this way, but in his divinity, he already knew. Are you with me yet? Because Jesus was just as much God as he was man, and he was just as much man as he was God. So in his humanity, he went that way, but in his divinity, he already knew that they were there. See, that tells us that the Lord don't stop by your house just by coincidence or accident. He know that you're sick. He knew you were sick before he got there. Are you with me yet? He came there to your house. That's why you ought to have an attitude of thankfulness, because Jesus came to heal you when nobody else could. So he gets there, and when he gets there, not only was there one person, but there were 10. Jesus passes through this region, and the Bible says in verse 11, when he gets there, he passes through the midst, he gets in the middle of the mess. Look at the word. Come on now. Look at me. In the verse 11, notice that the Bible said that he comes in the midst, which means that Jesus comes in the middle of our midst. Somebody didn't get it yet. He comes in the middle of the mess. When he gets there, he finds that there is a mess in verse 11. And when he gets there, he says, he finds these 10 lepers, and he gets there, and they begin to cry out. And as he entered, verse 12 says, and as he entered into this, it was not just a village, this was a certain village. How many of you know that your house is a certain house? Your house is not just any house. Your house is a certain house. Your house is such a certain house until it's a place to where Jesus will come. He enters this certain village. There met him 10 lepers that had leprosy. Now, I need to talk to you about leprosy, because leprosy was a debilitating, incurable disease. It came from the Old Testament. In fact, in the book of Leviticus, that if you had leprosy, only God and only his divine healing could heal you of leprosy. There was no medicine known to man that could heal anyone of leprosy. Only God himself could do that. Now watch this. Jesus goes there, and as he goes there, he tells them, he says, listen, here's what I want you to do. As a result of them, in verse 13, acknowledging him as master. Master means Lord, and the Lord, they wanted the Lord, if he didn't do anything but have mercy on them. Somebody here ought to, if the Lord don't do anything, you ought to ask him for his mercy. Talk back to me today if you can. Lord, I might not be able to ask you for a new car. That's really not what I need right now. I don't need to find clothes. I might not need that right now. What I really need as a result of my sins is your mercy. Because it is God's mercy that will let us live another day. It was God's mercy that will wake you up another morning and give you another chance. Am I talking to anybody in here? It's God's mercy that will keep your heart beating, keep your stomach rising and falling, and keep it full. Trust me, friends, you're not here and you're not looking as good as you're looking because you've been so righteous and holy. Let me just walk down somebody's alley. We're not here because we've been so good, we've been so righteous, and we've been so holy, and we've been so upstanding with God. It was because of his mercy. So they look what they asked Jesus for. Their request right off the top was not of healing, but for his mercy. Watch this. God's mercy carries healing. Do I have a witness in the house? it was because of God's mercy that you got healed. Healing is a bedfellow of mercy. He gets there, and Jesus caught, confined, and captivated my attention because he didn't go up to them. He said,